morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Bacon Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Later on in the program, we're going to be speaking with Nathan Newcomer about a court decision that affects public land right here in New Mexico. And we will be speaking with author and naturalist Craig Childs, who is going to be speaking about animal encounters in the wild. Right now, I would like to welcome Brian Kane. He is an artist visiting from Boston, and along with artist Gardner Post, is installing an exhibition at the Center for Contemporary Arts, I guess an installation, called Go for Launch. That's at the Center for Contemporary Arts Munoz Waxman Gallery. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good afternoon.
It's good to have you here.
Thanks.
So this is a 12-projector installation of the, what is it, the Apollo 7 rocket launch in 1968. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's a 12-projector video installation of AS-205 from October 11th, 1968, which was the Apollo 7 launch, the first manned launch of the Apollo series.
Now, I don't know, is this something that resonates from your early childhood? Is this something you remember?
It is. This is something that, for Gardner and myself, being children while the Apollo launches were going on, it was sort of always a fantasy of ours to be involved with the rocket program. And so in many ways, it's a tribute to that. And it's also, in many ways, we're trying to do a semi-historical reconstruction of that material for people to experience today.
I suppose it's one way of approaching it if you decided not to become an astronaut.
Oh, I think I'm much better as an artist than an astronaut, but I certainly appreciate all the incredible work that the astronauts do today and 40 years ago as well.
So this is actual archival footage, which was collected by our government and recently, I guess, released as a DVD. Is that correct?
That's correct. The material that we're using, we pulled off DVD. It's NASA footage, which is public domain. And essentially, what we every Apollo launch was highly documented using 35mm cameras. So in this particular launch, there were 35 separate cameras that were used to record and gather scientific information about the launch.
Shooting color 35mm film.
Absolutely beautiful color 35mm film. Much of it was shot at very, very high speed. So when you watch it play back, it's just magnificent and beautiful.
So when you are projecting it on 12 different screens, you've got, 12 projectors, 12 screens in this gigantic, beautiful gallery down at the Center for Contemporary Arts, is it all the same image? Is it all different images from different angles?
No, they're not. We're using 12 separate camera shots that are arranged and timed based upon their position, whether it was a gantry shot or a tracking shot or an engine shot. And that goes at its own pace, so we're not really modifying that too much. We did go back and find the audio from the launch as well. So we pulled in the control tower communications as well as a couple of the different launch audio soundtracks, and then put that together into a new soundtrack that works for the space, which is a beautiful space.
Can you hear the control people on the ground talking to the astronauts?
Not to the astronauts, but you can certainly hear the control tower banter, so to speak, the countdown down to the different phases of launch, and some other communications that I'm not sure exactly what they are. So we're hoping that some enthusiasts and maybe even some people that worked on the Apollo project might stop by, because we'd love to meet any people in the area that are familiar with it.
So it's interactive in the sense that you, the visitor walking into the gallery, can press the button and launch the rocket.
That's right. It's an interactive piece. There is a big red button that you can press, and when you press that, it starts the launch sequence, and then you can experience all 12 screens with the sound of the launch. So, yeah, it's an interactive piece.
Right. So you and Gardner Post, I guess, went to Rhode Island School of Design together. Have you been working together ever since?
Well, mostly, yeah. We met together about 25 years ago at Rhode Island School of Design. Started making art then, did a whole lot of video work back then. in particular in a project called Emergency Broadcast Network, or EBN. I did a lot of robotics work after that, and there was a few years there when Gardner and I weren't doing too much together, but then about 5 years ago we started putting together some new material and taking it more to the gallery and museum world.
What's the nature of, I mean, besides the Apollo 7 rocket launch, which I'm looking forward to see, it's when you see it in progress, it's one thing, but then when you see it actually finished and this thing launching in unison, I'm really looking forward to that. The opening, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is tomorrow, Wednesday, May 6th, from 6 to 8 in the evening, and you can launch that rocket. But what are what other kinds of work have you been doing together? It's video installations?
Yeah, there's another piece that's also at the CCA, and I believe the opening for that is Wednesday night as well, and that's the Baby Grand Master DJ piano.
That's such an amazing thing. It looks like a piano, but it's a DJ rig.
Yeah, that's a beautiful object, and that's really the handwork of Gardner. That's in the Black Box Theater Room up at the CCA, and people will be able to use that. I know at the opening, and I believe ongoing, that's going to be available, so people can come in and mess around doing DJ work on the piano.
So, are you going to have? Is it going to be like a party at the opening? Like, is it a dance party type thing?
I hope so. I hope so. Yeah, we have to have the sound down at a certain time by city ordinance. But.
Ah, right. I noticed that when I was there visiting the other day, you had some of the imagery you used was. It looked like 60s cartoons from about the same general era as the Apollo 7 rocket launch.
We did bring a bunch of original video materials to play on the piano as sort of like a starter kit, so to speak. So there's a bunch of my work on there. I've done no shortage of crazy cut-up video stuff. There's some old EBN material. There's some other material from friends of ours that have made different things, like Exceda. So there's all sorts of stuff to cut up. I bring the cartoons usually because I'm a big fan of cartoons. Yeah, so there's plenty of cartoons to mix and cut.
You also, I guess the two of you are involved in something called United Content Providers.
Yep, United Content Providers is, it's sort of like a VJ troupe that can, it's a party. Party product more than an art museum product, but that's more about rocking the house and putting on an incredible party with live video mixing,
which is what this Baby Grandmaster piano VJ rig is all
about.
Yeah,
the Baby Grandmaster is getting billed as United Content Providers. Some of the other folks are coming in from Miami. They should be here for the opening, and then there could be some events that happen afterwards.
So all of this is happening at the Center for Contemporary Arts. They can be found on the web at ccasantafe.org. You can call them at 505-982-1338. You can also find more about Brian Kane at Brian Kane, that's spelled with a K, briankane.net. Anything else you want to let people know about before we go?
It's been a wonderful time here doing this work in Santa Fe. Santa Fe has a great arts community, so we're really happy to be here and working with everyone. And I hope a lot of people come down to the show and get to launch a rocket.
And it's called Go for Launch, and the opening is tomorrow, May 6th, Wednesday, from 6 to 8 in the evening at the CCA. We're going to take a break right now. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned to KSFR.